Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, filling in for Peter Apathy this morning. And my guest is the director of the Young Performers Theater at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Zeke Blackwell. Zeke, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So, Mr. Blackwell, we're here to talk about the next performance by the Young Performers Theater. It'll be the fall play. What is, drum roll please, the fall play this year?
We're kicking off this season with Peter Pan, the original play by J.M. Barrie, not the Mary Martin musical that many of you may be familiar with. No, but, you know, there's a lot of Pan history and folklore. There's a lot of different productions and movies. There's the Disney version. There's Hook with Robin Williams. There's Finding Neverland, which kind of gives you the backstory, the Johnny Depp movie. And then, you know, there was a recent adaptation, Peter and the Starcatcher, which kind of on Broadway, which kind of exploded this idea of we have this wonderful character of Peter Pan living in the Neverland, this world of imagination where anything is possible and adventure is always happening. So we're taking that high adventure, that story, kind of back to the roots, taking the original J.M. Barrie play.
So you're working off of the book that J.M. Barrie, that actual play?
Yeah. Well, he actually wrote the play before he wrote the book. You can kind of tell if you read the script that he kind of wanted to write a book. The stage directions are really dense. There's like pages of stage direction interspersed with dialogue. And it's, you know, he's describing things that you're never going to see on stage, the kind of psychology and backstory of the characters. But yeah, so we're taking it back to its roots and kind of wanting to be really true to the intentions of J.M. Barrie and creating a world of possibility where anything is possible and the only rule of the game is to keep playing.
Wow, that's quite an inspiring launching off point for a play, for a community play. And the auditions that are kicking off this week will begin to recruit young people to this performance. So what age groups can audition?
So we're working...
When are auditions taking place?
Great. We're working with kids ages 7 to 18. No experience is necessary or needed. You don't ever have to have stepped foot on stage. We want anybody who's interested to come out. Yeah, like you said, this weekend we have auditions on Thursday and Saturday, the 10th and the 12th. Thursday afternoon after school, 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., and Saturday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Yaw Art Center on the Sheldon Jackson campus. If you're interested in auditioning, which I hope everybody is, you can sign up for a 10-minute audition slot. We're only taking 10 minutes of your time. The audition signups are online at fineartscamp.org. Or you can sign up by calling us at 747-3085.
And what can students come to expect in the auditions?
We've posted a couple of sides, which means either a short scene, you know, one page, or a short monologue. And we're not asking people to memorize them. We're just asking them to look through them, be familiar with what happens. And we're going to ask students to read them in the audition room. So yeah, so we're just looking for you to have a good time to read the lines of the characters and come up with whatever fantasy you have of how these characters might look or act.
How big is this cast, and what kinds of roles will you be casting for?
That's one of the things that I'm really excited about. Peter Pan is a very large show. We have 25 roles and then additional ensemble members. You know, we have Peter Pan, we have the Darling Children, we have Nana, this wonderful dog nurse who's going to be played by a person. We have Captain Hook and his pirates. We have the Lost Boys. We have fairies. We have wolves, mermaids, and alligator. And all of these roles I'm open to casting either gender. You know, we can have, of course we can have girl pirates. We can have anything we want, because this is a land where anything is possible. So
yeah, the Young Performers Theater, it seems, has been growing bigger and bigger. You're in your third season, your second season with the we were talking about this earlier with the company, and but the third season, and if you compare this play even to last year's, East of the Sun, West of the Moon, the cast is bigger, the scope is bigger. Mm-hmm. Does that intimidate you?
No.
Are you growing too big for your britches?
I hope not. Not yet. I really want to be pushing the envelope and continuing to discover what we can do, what's possible in this community, what's possible in that beautiful historic Allen Hall. And I don't think we've found it yet. I mean, I think we've done great work, but I think we can continue to push and develop and grow. That's what I love about theater in general, is that there's no limit, there's no top. It's if your mind can think it, then you can make it happen.
Yeah. Do you know when the performance will be taking place?
Yes, we will have 4 performances the weekend of October 23rd. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd to the 25th. And we'll have a Friday evening, 2 shows on Saturday, an afternoon and an evening, and then a Sunday matinee.
Okay, so you'll be nestled between Alaska Day and the Stardust Ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's such
right
a great...
Right in that little slot.
2 weeks of complete, yeah, high-flying fantasy.
Exactly.
For all of Sitka. What are some of the joys and also the challenges of adapting this play for a modern audience? Mm-hmm. When you went back and read it and started imagine staging in front of a Sitka audience,
yeah.
What were some of the things that you were excited about and also kind of worried about in our 21st century time?
Well, one of the first things that comes to mind is flying. I've had a lot of people ask me about this already, because it's what people think of when you think of Peter Pan. It's this wondrous moment, these joyous moments where children fly. And they say, so how are you going to do that? And I've got a lot of different ideas that I'm really excited about. Before I reveal anything, I'm going to be working with the cast collaboratively to kind of come up with ideas. I have some of my own, but I want to get other people's ideas on how we can make people fly in this space. It's a small theater. It's not necessarily a traditional theater. We don't have a fly space in there, so we're not going to be
able
to...
What's a fly space for what... to explain that to people.
A fly space in a traditional theater, on stage, the ceiling is much higher than it may look, and that allows you to fly scenery in and out, for shows like Peter Pan, it allows you to put wire and rigging up above the stage to allow you to fly people and scenery.
So you're operating without that.
Right. We don't have that in Allen Hall. So we're going to have to be a little creative and think outside the box to make people fly.
You seem unafraid of that challenge, actually.
No, I'm very excited for it. And I think it's an opportunity to have a really beautiful, organic moment. And beyond that, I'm also excited there's going to be a lot of stage combat in this show. There's some sword fighting and some wrestling and things like that, which I have some experience in, and we may be pulling in some outside help to do that. But there should be a little bit of swashbuckling.
So for young men listening to this program, they could get up on stage and swashbuckle.
Exactly.
One of the challenges, I think, of also bringing Peter Pan into the 21st century is its treatment of Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
especially the character of Tiger Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Has, you know, in a recent rendition, they cast a white woman to play this role. And it's something that modern audiences have never felt was completely politically correct, at least.
Yeah.
Or sensitive. So what about that aspect of Peter
Definitely.
Pan?
I mean, that was one of the things that stood out to me in this day and age, going back to the script and reading it. I was like, wow, there's just racism in this script. There is a certain amount that's really, in my opinion, not very workable, and will just be cut from the script. But you're right, with Tiger Lily, there's one scene that's kind of integral. She's kind of integral to the scene. So I'm going to be working with Miss Nancy Douglas to make sure that we are treating the material appropriately and approaching, you know, the culture of Native people in general with respect. And I'm also hoping that it's an opportunity to, you know, to learn and to discuss. And I think that's true of any play, especially with young people, is that we have this fun, we have this ability to play characters and dream worlds, but we also have the chance to discuss issues that are pertinent to our life and come together.
Finally, what is your favorite line from the play? Do you have one?
Probably, the one that comes to mind, it always stands out to me, and I'm looking for it in the script to make sure that I quote it correctly, because it's so beautiful the way it's written. Almost there.
It's amazing how, while you look, how many times this has been revived, this exact story. Even very recently, I think, right, there's a movie production, you were talking about a Broadway play, and Finding Neverland, that movie all about J.M. Barrie, the author, giving us more. We want more. We want to know more about this story. So what's that line?
To die will be an awfully big adventure. A little morbid, but also inspiring for me, because it captures what Peter's essence is for me, which is that everything is adventure, that every moment is filled with endless possibility.
Just as this play is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very exciting, Zeke, that you're taking this on, and that auditions are soon upon us. So two days away. Auditions for the Sycophant Arts Camp performance of Peter Pan are on Thursday, 3:30 to 6:30. That's the 10th of September, and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's the 12th of September in the Yaw Arts Center. Zeke Blackwell is the director of the Young Performers Theater. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.